We're good to go.
Good to go. All right, this time we're going to call the meeting in order. This is a regular meeting of the Township Committee, the Township of Booton, and held pursuant of the resolution adopted at the January 5th, 2026 organization meeting of the committee, which said resolution has been mailed within the specified time and the two newspapers and named in the said resolution, and a copy has been posted in the bulletin board in the municipal building on the township website. Can I have a roll call?
Mr. O'Leary. Mr. Honan.
Here.
Mr. Nadeau.
Here.
Mr. Sanfilippo.
Here.
Mr. Quinlivan.
Here. Please rise for the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Have a motion to approve the minutes of the April 13th, 2026 regular meeting and April 6th, 2026 work meeting as presented or with corrections.
I'll make that motion.
Have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Administrator's report.
After a long-awaited,
we finally have the parts came in to start the Glenbourne Drive sewer pump station. Our wastewater system operator came and reported this morning that everything's ready to go. It'll be done within 30 days. They were fortunate to find a manhole that they didn't know existed, which is going to speed things up because they don't have to drywall something.
Pump one to the other.
Yeah, so that'll all work really well. It kind of made sense. I said, you just need the plans, I would have told you. All right, so, but anyway, that's moving ahead. Tonight is the first time we're beta-ing the Zoom. I have it going here. Our consultant set it up tonight. So we're going to just read it, and it'll go live at the next meeting. However, the recording of the meetings will be posted, as we've been posting the meetings for the last month or so, about a day or so after the meeting is concluded. So that's all I have to report, Mayor.
Thank you. Committee reports. Paul's not here tonight for personnel and police. Tom DiNadio, finance and open space.
Nothing on open space tonight. For finance, there's going to be the budget presentation by Norman, part two, and that will be up for hearing tonight as well. I'd like to also thank Norman for his hard work on it, and Joe and Andy, our auditors, who also had a good instruction for our budget this year. Thank you.
Thank you. Brian, can I have buildings and grounds, environmental?
Okay. For buildings and grounds, it looks like we're in the home stretch here. We heard back from our contractor, A.M. Higley. We'll be on site, seems this Wednesday, 8 a.m., to finish some final grading and some drainage issues that need to be taken care of, as well as placing some topsoil. So it looks like we're right at the end here. And then on the environmental, we held our third meeting with what we're now calling the solar panel, previously the solar working group. I see we have two members of the solar panel in the audience tonight. Mark, hello, and Sarah, hello. Thank you for your contributions thus far. But we're working on the proposed changes to the ordinance that the township brought forward in late December last year. We've looked at our township's current zoning. We took some input from the group, and we reviewed some ordinances from other towns within New Jersey who have placed solar ordinances, and I think we're making pretty good progress. I think we're going to have one more meeting in the next 2 weeks, and then after that we should have something tangible to bring back to the full township committee here to review and move forward with this. I do want to thank Sarah, who's sitting here this evening, for all of her hard work. We're like a bunch of cats running around, and she's keeping us organized. So thank you for your help on that, Sarah.
Thank you. Nothing on health and welfare, and nothing on fire. Tom Filippo, can you share services and public works?
And nothing to report on shared service and public works. That's new. Thank you.
All right. At this time, we're going to move over to the old business. Brian, can you offer resolution 2601, pay the bills?
Sure. I'd like to offer resolution 26101, payment of the bills.
We have a second?
I'll second that.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Radio?
Yes.
Mr. Honan?
Yes.
Mr. Iglebo?
Yes.
Yes. And Doug, can you do a...
Group of publication, resolution 2691.
One. Change order number two, 2699, authorizing a PSA for special counsel, which were published in the April 30th, 2026 issue of the Morris Review and published electronically in the legal notices section of the official township website on April 17th, 2026.
Okay.
In addition, proof of publication, the notice of adoption of ordinance 957, establishing chapter 101 affordable housing, repealing existing sections 102 through 1.195, affordable housing in chapter 102, ordinance 858, amending chapter 102, land use sections 104 through 190, 198, and 206, housing rehabilitation program. Ordinance 959, repealing and replacing section 102, 116.1 for collection of development fees in chapter 102, land use, and ordinance 960, payment of claims amendment, which were published April 30th, issue of the Morris Review, and published electronically in the legal notices section of the township website on April 17th, 2026. Additionally, proof of publication, notice of introduction of ordinance 961, which was published in the April 30th, 2026 issue of the Morris Review and published electronically in the legal notices section of the official township website on April 17th, 2026.
Okay, thank you. At this time, I'd like to open the meeting to the public to the public for comments on ordinance 961 only, and this ordinance only. Anyone wishing to be heard, please come up to the podium, state your name and address for the record. All speakers will be limited to 4 minutes comment period. The public hearing is on this ordinance is now open. Okay, nobody wishing to be heard. I'll close this meeting to the public. Mr. Donadio, would you offer a resolution? Oh, I'm sorry.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Is that mic on?
It should be on. We can't hear you, so let me check.
The microphone should be on, but I did turn it on earlier.
No, nah, it's just definitely not on.
You there?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. The ordinance says the increase is health and safety and welfare of the...
What are you talking about?
It's the cola cap.
The cola cap.
It's the cola cap.
Remember, you want to explain?
Are we referring to cola ordinance right now?
Yes.
Thank you.
And Norman, can you clarify that we're allowed to raise it, but not necessarily going to spend that additional 3.5%.
Okay. Is there anyone else who would like to be heard
on this ordinance?
All right, this time I'm going to close the meeting to the public. Tom, can you offer resolution 26? 02.
Sure. I'd like to offer resolution 26-102, adoption of ordinance 961, COLA Cap Bank.
Can I have a second?
A second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Nadeo?
Yes.
Mr. Honan?
Yes.
Mr. Sanfilippo?
Yes.
Mr. Klingon?
Yes.
Four affirmative.
I offer resolution 26-03, budget to be read by title, with the clerk will read the resolution.
Whereas NJSA 40A-4A, as amended, provides that the budget as advertised shall be read in full at the public hearing, or that it may be read by title if, at least 1 week prior to the date of the hearing, a complete copy of the approved budget shall be made available for public inspection and shall be made available to each person upon request. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Township Committee of the Township of Booton that it is hereby declared that the conditions of NJSA 40A-4-8, as set forth above, have been met, and therefore the budget for 2026 shall be read by title only.
Thank you. Brian, can you offer resolution 2603?
Sure. I'd like to offer resolution 26-103, resolution to read budget by title.
Can I have a second?
I'll second that.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Nadeo?
Yes.
Mr. Honan?
Yes.
Mr. Sanfilippo?
Yes.
And Mr. Klinginer?
Yes.
Four affirmative. Right. We have the proof of publication of notice of introduction of the 2026 budget, which was published in the April 22nd, 2026 issue of the Morris Review and published electronically in the legal notices section of the official township website on April 17th, 2026. Mayor, this is the time fixed for the public hearing on the municipal budget and tax resolution for 2026. The budget was introduced by the Township Committee on April 13, 2026, was transmitted to the state for its review and approval, and advertised in the official newspaper as required by law on April 22, 2026, together with notice of hearing for this time. In addition, the budget advertisement and notice of hearing have been published electronically in the legal notices section of the official township website on April 17, 2026. Printed copies have been made available to the public during business hour at the municipal offices, and a supply is here this evening for anyone desiring a copy. Also, copies of the budget summaries that are posted on the municipal website are available for the public this evening.
All right, thank you. Before we open the meeting to the public, our Chief Financial Officer, Norman Eckstein, will present this 2026 municipal budget. Norman, can you start your presentation?
So, as we suggested
You're going to have to shout, Norman.
Now it works.
So you hear me now? So back to and
$1 million.
actually some graphs as well.
It is.
And right, so this is our
government. This is our appropriation phenomenon here. Again, diagram is visual, right? One page of the capital debt expense. Again, the huge number of new townships were directly being down by debt here. Our next line we're looking for our revenues. And as I said, that's down here. Our revenues have been pretty stagnant. Again, it doesn't do justice when you see state aid figures staying flat for a long time, right? So we go between as best as possible the township, we get no grant points, right? We get no grant points at all. Boone Township has been a forerunner for shared services, right? All these things alienate extra credit. Okay, so then the last slide is just a demonstration of the tax rate.
And then that will be it for the presentation. Right here again, it is too dramatic, but we all see the school rate is the highest rate in Boone Township, 2/3 of the pie. And again, yes, that's the school rate. And that's what you're going to talk about in the township, but again, they're guaranteed 100% of the local levy. So that's going to be good. And all their tax rate went up to 2% most likely, right? Look at them coming off. So that's basically the presentation right now, and it is now open to public questions.
Yeah, he has to say. I can make a motion open.
Okay. Thank you, Norma, for the presentation. Now I'd like to outline the procedure. In a moment, I will open the meeting, open the hearing. Anyone wishing to be heard should come up to the podium, state your name and address for the record. This hearing is for the public comment, and the public comment only. All speakers are limited to 4 minutes comment period. I will recognize one speaker at a time in order to rise, order of the rising, as nearly as I can determine. While the hearing is up, is an opportunity for the public to be to make comments on the 2026 municipal budget. All comments should be addressed to the chair. There, where necessary, they will be referred to individually members of the township committee or municipal officer officials. Comments must be confined solely to the municipal budget before us. School and county matters are not proper subjects of this hearing and cannot be discussed or answered here tonight. I now declare open the hearing of for the public comment on the municipal budget. There be anyone else wishing to be heard? Anybody wishing to be heard, come up to the podium, state your name and address for the record, and
check, check, check.
Yep.
Good evening, everybody. Rockaway Valley. So I appreciate
thank you.
Just
Pull the microphone over towards you, Norman.
Pull your mic over.
Is the red light on that mic?
Yeah, the red light's on.
Okay, then just pull that closer to you and you'll be able to be fine.
So you hear me okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we have the capital plan. Could it be 3 years or 6 year capital plan in New Jersey? So we have a 3 year capital plan. So as suggested, every year we do put money towards roads. That's one thing. Secondly, we put money for police infrastructure, police equipment, fire department equipment. But also you have to realize every so many years we purchase a new fire truck. And does anyone know how much a fire engine costs nowadays? At least $600,000, $700,000, $800,000.
Nah, they're up there now. I think they're almost like $900,000 to $1 million.
$900,000, maybe. And the fire chief says even more. So let's use $1 million as a rough estimate. That's a pretty big number there. No, it does not mean we're buying a fire truck tomorrow. But again, following the fiscal responsibility before Terrestrian came here, the township was committed to pay 10% of the fire truck every year. So if we bought a fire truck back then for $500,000, we spent $50,000 paying down that fire truck every year. $50,000, so now fire truck's $1 million, you can see there's definitely an increase. That's in itself, we have to ensure there's money in place for that money. Stormwater stuff I discussed, road project we discussed, building upgrades, fortunately, or unfortunately not, with the new building now, we're not going to expect to see that many mill expect to mean we're building capital expenses since we have a new building, right? In the past, it would be a little bit more of expense. You talk about sustainability concerns, Ms. Menard, about like what are you referring specifically that our budget should or could have for capital projects, and making sure we're in the same dialogue here. Anything in particular? Because the committee might be more familiar with those details, what you're referring to. So again, you're told the cap, that money has been used to keep the tax rate flat for the past few years, that surplus money. Yes, that's one part of that money. And also, unfortunately, we cannot control interest rates in the greater economy. If interest rates go up by 1% in a given year, that interest expense on a $10 million project is an extra $100,000 easily. So we could just be eaten away by factors beyond our control. So we have to make sure there's a cushion in that, quote-unquote, you're saying surplus area.
Ask her to come back to the podium if she can continue this conversation.
Ms. Menard, can you come back up to the podium?
If you're going to do a dialogue, you really need, you're not picking anything up.
I should know this. I'm an instructor. Really I use them all the time. Sorry. Just a quick follow-up, Norm, which is it would be helpful in the budget because how important that revenue is to the township to be able to have some visual graphics of where the surplus is going, how it's being spread across the budget, and then how we're using it to think about long-term planning. So
if I can jump in here,
yeah,
Norman, I think that the building we're sitting in today is utilizing much of that revenue, right? And that's no secret. We've talked about that in the past. This is net neutral to the taxpayer, right? And it's a beautiful building, and it's a long-term project. So as we get through this and we get the building paid off, then we can pivot towards other long-term projects. But this is our project at the current moment.
I definitely agree with Mayor about that, Brian, about that. Yep.
Yes. All right, anyone else please be heard? Please come forward and state your name for the public.
Hey all, John Moran, 12 Janet Road. Can you hear me?
Good. Yeah.
I'm just up here to thank you because a year ago I said I'd love to see a presentation like the other towns. You did it. Great job, Norman. So thank you. No complaints. How's that?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Should I say it again? No complaints?
Is there anyone else that needs to be heard? Please come up forward. State your name and address for the public.
Hi, Jennifer O'Neill, 7012 Denville Road. I just have a question about the playground at RVA. Why is that being, I mean, when was the last time that was up? I remember it being redone during my time in town. I've been here 26 years, and I remember it being redone.
It was constructed.
It looks pretty good to me. I don't know. I don't have little kids, so I guess I haven't looked closely. But why are we redoing that?
It was first constructed by in 2001, and it's been, we've gotten our money's worth out of it.
Okay.
It gets inspected annually by the Joint Insurance Fund, our safety folks, and it has been, we've been actually riding kind of near the end the last couple of years, but the last inspection said, plan, it's next year, you need to get a new playground or to remove it. So
okay.
That was the options we were given.
Okay, I guess I'm just curious, I don't recall this being brought to the public necessarily for any input on, like, hey, we've got 300 grand to improve something in the town that improves, was it the health, welfare, safety, were those the words you used before? Right, like the pickleball court just, you know, went in, and I don't remember any conversation, you know, does the public ever have input as to how these decisions are made to appropriate this money for improvements?
Yes. Yes, they do. And
okay.
You have
so there was?
Public meetings as you're doing now, which we totally take the feedback and we act on it, as Mr. Moran stated.
Oh, okay.
We are also forming a working group around the playground with local moms to get input from them regarding what should be important at this playground. So we certainly take feedback and form and act on it.
So I guess I missed the meeting where
they're every month.
The public had a chance to vote and decide whether or not they want
to vote on.
So the public doesn't decide how we spend the money to improve something in town.
The public is not voting on the playground.
It's input.
Okay. It's what?
Input.
Input on which?
Input.
Input.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but
input.
Rise
comments, questions, concerns are all taken into consideration.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to be heard? At this time, I close that meeting to the public. Will the clerk read the resolution?
Yes, I'd like to offer resolution 26.
Yeah, hold on.
Tom,
you got to read it the whole thing.
Unless
Mr. Sanfilippo. Be it resolved by the committee members of the Township of Booton, County of Morris, that the budget herein before set forth is hereby adopted and shall constitute an appropriation for the purposes stated of the sums therein set forth as appropriations and authorization of the amount of $4,243,947.61 for municipal purposes and $263,599.23 open space, recreation, farmland, and historic preservation trust fund levy. General revenues, $2,494,587.34. Miscellaneous revenues anticipated, $1,702,762.24. Receipts from delinquent taxes, $200,000. Amount to be raised by tax and for municipal purposes, $4,243,947.61. Amount to be raised by taxes, by taxation, total revenues, $8,641,297.19.
Thank you. All right, Tom, can you offer resolution?
Yes, I'd like to offer resolution 26-104, the adoption of 2026 budget.
Second.
I'll second that.
Roll call, please.
Mr. O'Leary?
Yes.
Mr. Nadeo?
Yes.
Mr. Klinginer?
Yes.
Mr. Sanfilippo?
Yes.
Mr. Honan?
Yes.
Five affirmative.
All right, the budget resolution is adopted.
There's a proof of publication, notice of introduction of ordinance 962, which was published in the April 30th, 2026 issue of the Morris Review and published electronically in the legal notices section of the official township website on April 17th, 2026.
Thank you. At this time, I open the meeting to the public for comment on ordinance 962 and ordinance only. Anyone wishing to be heard, please come forward, state your name and address for the record. All speakers are limited to a 4-minute comment period. All right, there being no one be heard, I'll close this meeting to the public.
Mr. O'Leary, can you offer resolution 2605?
Sure. I'd like to offer resolution 26-105, adoption of ordinance 962, general capital bond ordinance of the code of the Township of Putin.
Deborah, a second?
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. O'Leary?
Yes.
Mr. Nadeau?
Yes.
Mr. Honan?
Yes.
Mr. Sanfilippo?
Yes.
Mr. Kligener?
Yes.
Five affirmative. We have the proof of publication of introduction of ordinance 963, which was published in the April 30th, 2026 issue of the Morris Review and published electronically in the legal notices section of the official township website on April 17th, 2026.
Thank you. At this time, I'd like to open the meeting to the public and comment on ordinance 963 and this ordinance only. Anyone wishing to be heard, please come forward, state your name and address for the record. Again, we limit this to a four-minute period. Anybody wishing to be heard? At this time, I'll close the meeting to the public. Mr. DiNadio, can you offer resolution 2606?
Certainly. I'm offering resolution 26-106, adoption of ordinance 963, capital improvement ordinance of the code of the Township of Putin.
I have a second?
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. O'Leary?
Yes.
Mr. Nadeau?
Yes.
Mr. Honan?
Yes.
Mr. Sanfilippo?
Yes.
Mr. Kligener?
Yes.
Five affirmative.
New business.
All right, we have the receipt of the 2026-2027 school district budget statement, tax levy certification from Board Secretary John T. Murray II, received on May 1st, 2026, and the statement is on file in the municipal clerk's office for anyone interested to see it, and I have it here this evening.
Thank you. Brian, can you offer resolution 2607?
Sure. I'd like to offer resolution 26107, a resolution canceling birth certificate debt.
Second?
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Mr. O'Leary?
Yes.
Mr. Nadeau?
Yes.
Mr. Honan?
Yes.
Mr. Sanfilippo?
Yes.
Mr. Kligener?
Yes.
Five affirmative.
Mr. Sanfilippo?
I'd like to offer resolution 26-108, salary resolution.
Can I have a second?
I'll second.
Roll call.
Mr. O'Leary?
Yes.
Mr. Nadeau?
Yes.
Mr. Honan?
Yes.
Mr. Sanfilippo?
Yes.
And Mr. Kligener?
Yes.
Five affirmative.
Paul, resolution 2609.
Yes, resolution 26-109, introduction of ordinance 964, amending chapter 88, fire prevention, and chapter 82, fees to incorporate DCA recommended revisions.
You have a second?
I'll second.
Roll call.
Mr. O'Leary?
Yes.
Mr. Nadeau?
Yes.
Mr. Honan?
Yes.
Mr. Sanfilippo?
Yes.
Mr. Kligener?
Yes.
Five affirmative.
Is it DiNadio?
I'd like to offer resolution 26-110, official newspaper amendment.
A second?
I'll second.
Roll call.
I just want to note that the Citizen officially changed its name to the Morris Review. So accordingly, council has recommended that we officially revise the resolution adopted at the reorg, naming the Citizen as the official newspaper to be the Morris Review. All right, Mr. O'Leary?
Yes.
Mr. Nadeau?
Yes.
Mr. Honan?
Yes.
Mr. Sanfilippo?
Yes.
Mr. Kligener?
Yes.
Five affirmative.
Brian, can you offer resolution 26-111?
Sure. I'd like to offer resolution 26-111, wayside stand permit for Marshall's Farm.
Have a second?
I'll second that.
Roll call?
Mr. O'Leary?
Yes.
Mr. Nadeau?
Yes.
Mr. Honan?
Yes.
Mr. Sanfilippo?
Yes.
Mr. Kligener?
Yes.
Five affirmative.
Sanfilippo?
I'd like to offer resolution 26-112. The appointment of the Affordable Housing Administrative Agent.
Can I have a second?
I'll second.
Mr. No. O'Leary?
Yes.
Mr. Nadeau?
Yes.
Mr. Honan?
Yes.
Mr. Flippo? Mr.
Yes.
Kligener?
Yes.
Five affirmative.
Paul?
All right. Fire Department membership application. Motion to approve the membership application of Dale Georgiana as recommended by the Board of Chiefs.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, Tom, DiNadio, can you open road opening permits?
Yes, I'd like to offer road opening permits to New Jersey Natural Gas Company for new service installations at 34 River Road, 33 Sunrise Road, and 52 North Main Street.
Okay, second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Correspondence?
No correspondence.
Okay. At this time, I'd like to open the meeting to the public for a comment on any matter. Anyone wishing to be heard should come up to the podium, state your name and address for the record. Again, it'll be a four-minute period.
Check, check.
Sarah Menard, 515 Rockaway Valley Road, Booton Township, New Jersey. I'm curious as to what's happening with that space by the old Bank of America building. It's been, as we all know, empty for a long time, and it's sort of an eyesore. And I'm just wondering about, you know, what the plan is, and if we can get an update from the town. It'd be really interesting to understand that. And I also know there's a few folks that have some interest in potentially thinking about that building next door that used to be the bank as a potential, you know, company. And I'm just curious as to whether or not that building is connected to that other property and sort of just in general what the plan is. So I'd be interested in knowing about that at some point and what the best way to find that information is out. Thanks.
So you want to answer it?
All right. The development between the bank and the hospital is a two-town housing project. Booton Township will have 8 affordable units in 2 buildings, and the town of Booton will have 1 single building. Booton is age-restricted and will also have affordable units. That is a standalone project between the two towns. The Bank of America property is privately owned. We've occasionally on and off work with folks who have expressed interest in different ideas to develop the property since it is a rateable for us and one of our very few rateables. Right now, the owner of the property who purchased it directly from the bank, I'm not sure, I believe it was at auction, but Bank of America sold it and sold 2,500 properties nationally at that time. They are entertaining things. I hear stuff weekly, what wants to go in there from, you know, a coffee shop to a liquor store to a Pilates to a Dunkin' Donuts. So there's all sorts of projects coming in, but nothing has materialized. So, you know, just we wait and see. If anybody has any ideas, I mean, hey, that'd be great. I mean, we'd love to contact the owner if there's a good idea. We had some discussions today, what we can do to kind of stimulate some more interest in it. The building itself is a nice building, but the site is a triangle, so it's difficult for any kind of redevelopment other than what it is. But, you know, there's the planning board, I believe, will be receptive to different ideas for that property to increase the tax on that.
Hi, Ann Dixon, 450 Rockaway Valley Road, Booton Township. Doug, you were just saying that that condo complex that's going in there between the hospital and the bank is going to be age-restricted?
In Booton, it's age-restricted.
Oh, but not the Booton
Township. And affordable. Booton Township is not age-restricted. Booton Township has market units and affordable, 8 affordable units.
How many units are in Booton Township?
I believe 35.
And 35, and how many are low-income or...
I'm positive there's 8 low income. I don't know what
okay.
The total number is.
Just curious. Thank you. Real quick, I was going to ask about the pavement that we did last year and the year before. I think we did Oak Hills and Rockaway Valley Road and Decker, Miller, Farber Hill, and lots of them right after we did them, the gas company came in and put in gas lines. Are they going to repave all those roads?
Well, most of the roads you named were not paved, newly paved roads. The only one that was Farber Hill Road. We had an arrangement with the gas company that they were going to do the work before they paved. Then they just went radio silent on us. We moved ahead with the project, and literally within 30 days
right.
after we did it and finished the project, they came and said, all right, we're ready to go. We said, sorry. So they will be repaving the entire road from Rockaway Valley Road to Meriden Road, curb to curb. And that's the deal we did.
We paved all Oak Hills, even though they're
we
not.
We did not pave Oak Hills.
We didn't pave it a long time
no,
ago?
No, we did not pave Oak Hills. They will be paving Oak Hills as part of this gas project.
Okay, so we never,
in
I thought
in
we
its
did
entirety.
Pave it 10 years ago or something. No, we never
well,
paved Oak
maybe
Hills.
Maybe 10 years ago, I mean, I.
Because it's not even our roads, correct?
What?
They're not really
they're not our roads.
Roads,
no.
Okay. Thank you for, so they're going to do Farber Hill, but not Miller, Decker, or?
They were not newly paved roads. They were beyond the 3 years.
They had just paved out by Valley Road and Rockaway Valley, and then I think maybe four or five times I called, I smelled gas. The fire department came out, you know. And then finally, 3 or 4 months later, it blew up and there were flames going for 6-8 hours. And they put in a big patch there, but they, you know, you would think that the, and they also paved part of the person's lawn and put, or, and put gravel, and they, it just seems like it was sort of a half bad way to fix a problem that was clearly the gas company and the poor fire department went out there lots to, before it, somebody lit it on fire or something, I don't know. But it would be nice if they fixed that to the way it was before they had the big gas leak. So that's it for tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Brendan Deneen, 39 North Main Street. Can you tell me a little more about Resolution 26-112, number 7 on the new business?
Okay.
So this is a standard ordinance appointing the Housing Partners from New Jersey to be the administrative agent for existing and in future affordable units in the township. This is a pursuant to a state statute and a state regulation, state statutes, NJSA 52:27D, I think it's 321 actually of that, of the Fair Housing Act. And then the Uniform Housing Affordability Controls, which were adopted in December of 2025, as well as of the Division of Local Planning and Services regulations that were adopted the same day, December 15th of 2025. As a result of that, every municipality has to appoint an administrative agent to administer the units in the township, whether current units or future units. So they assist us in doing the marketing, affirmative marketing of the affordable units, the income qualification of residents to seek to release or sell or purchase affordable units in the township, and also administer the deed restrictions on those to make sure that the property occupied for 265 or 290 days out of a year.
Got it. And so this agent is someone who works for the state, is that right?
Yes, they're a private nonprofit. They've been in existence pretty much since the late 1980s, early 1990s. They're located in Dover. They serve as administrative agent for many municipalities throughout the state. They're state certified as an affordable housing administrative agent.
Got it. And will they attend housing or any meetings at some point, or is it just through?
They could if we ask them to. They don't really need to.
Normally
they don't.
Yeah.
And every municipality, normally they don't.
Okay.
If there's specific questions, we can always go ahead and ask them. Specific information on the unit, we can go ahead and ask them. That'd be a resource too for us. They're also assure us to make sure the deed restrictions are properly recorded.
Right. So it's an agreement between Booton Township and this agent or the agency?
Correct. Yes. And this is for 1 year. It would begin effective the date of the resolution and it go forward until next year, of May of next year.
And is that and the agreement?
I'm sorry. Payment of them would go through Affordable Housing Trust Fund. So no taxpayer revenues actually would be, or taxpayer income would be facilitated towards their responsibilities. This is for residential and non-residential development fees that are collected throughout the years.
Gotcha. And is that agreement something that is public or is it a private?
It will be once it's executed.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to be heard? All right, this time I'm going to close the meeting to the public. I can have a motion to adjourn. Second? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.